want to listen up.
Let me first extend my condolences, Prime Minister, and that as well of the board of directors, the management and staff of DBS Radio. Edward Ridges worked at DBS for many years. Prime Minister, you heard the news this morning. To speak to us.
Well, no, this is an extraordinary that moment in time for us within the Labour Party, just in the constituency and the country by extension. Ed Ridges was a strong advocate for the little man and also for the stalwart of the Dominican Labour Party. He had a passion for youth development and people's development. He gave his entire life to the service of Dominica and the Grand Bay constituency, and also to the party. Ed was synonymous with the Labour Party, committed, dedicated, and very loyal individual. I can say that Ed was one of my strongest and most reliable allies within the Labour Party. We could always come to him, and he had a passion for what he did. He was a big guy in stature, but very humble in his determination for making life better for people and his own achievements. We in the Labour Party of the country and the constituency, we stayed in total shock. It is something that we eventually have to accept that it won't go with us. But for now, it's difficult to accept.
And as you indicated, Prime Minister, of course, Ed's work speaks for itself. When you look at the enormous task, of course, that he had to fulfill, not only he had an important role in the Ministry of State, responsible, of course, for diaspora affairs, but he was also a champion for youth development, in his NYC days as a former president of the National Youth Council.
And that continued until his last moments. We always looked to him for guidance and advice on such matters.
It's sad. It comes at a time, of course, when we are grappling with so much with this pandemic, and its impact on Dominica as a small island developing state. And in recent times, of course, we have had so much sad news, to deal with. And yesterday, when this message was making it rounds on social media, indicating that he had suffered a stroke and he was at the hospital, I quickly called to find out. Well, it was not the case. He did not suffer a stroke, but
He fell ill and he was in the hospital. All reports to me, he was feeling better. Mm-hmm. And so to get this news this morning was very, very shocking.
And I'll be speaking to you. Go ahead, Prime Minister, go ahead.
We have to maintain our hope and our trust in that the Lord knows best. But of course, being a youth girl, I want to extend to his family and to his family all the rights and well wishes, our sincere condolences, and the passing of a true giant in every definition of the word. And certainly it is a void that has been created, and a void which would be very difficult to fill. I got to know Ed personally in 1998, very early, when we started the relaunch of the Labour Youth Organization in our lead up to the general election that was imminent. And we have maintained always a done. We've been very rewarded and fulfilled. They could always rely on it. Always rely on it. And while eventually we'll have to accept his departure from himself, but for now it is absolutely difficult.
Okay, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit, we will talk.